John Agnew here from the Bryan Police Department. How'd your holiday go?
Very well. I had a good time. Went out to a friend's house out in the county and hung out in the heat. Sweat a little bit and cook some barbecue. It was fun.
You don't have much to sweat off there.
Yeah, well, it was still hot, I'll tell you. It was all of 100, I think. But we had a good time with the kids out there. Good holiday. I always enjoy a day off, Bill.
Oh, no doubt. I think we all do. So what's on the docket today?
Well, I want to hit the point again. For those of you looking for a good job, we're looking for trustworthy people to work at the Bryan Police Department as a law enforcement officer, male or female, doesn't matter. The application process, you need to go to the City Hall to apply by September 12th, or you can go online, which we've made it a lot easier, by just going to our website. If you go to the city's website, bryantx.gov, and trust me, I went and navigated it myself today because I know how frustrating it can be to try to navigate a web page. Go to employment on the right-hand side, and you'll open up employment, and then there'll be one in there for law enforcement and fire department.
Sounds like the first job requirement.
Yeah, exactly. Navigating
the
page. Maybe I shouldn't tell you, and that's the first sign if you can find the application page. Anyway, if you get in by the 12th through the city, then you'll be eligible for the testing on the 22nd. So tell your friends, your children, someone who's looking for a good job. We're looking for trustworthy people who aren't afraid to work and want to help our citizens. So get your application in by September 12th, which is only about a week away. Now, it is that time of year again. I may not feel like it outside, but this is the time when we get to know our neighbors. And we got National Night Out coming up at the beginning of October. But before that, we always celebrate a couple weeks before that with a National Night Out kickoff event at Target in the parking lot over there at Briarcrest and Highway 6. Now, that's going to be a Saturday, September 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Big family event. Lots of vehicles out there. The BTU bucket truck's always giving rides. PHI comes out and land. We have a lot of giveaway stuff out there, free food. The whole point is to kick off National Night Out, get the neighbors out and about, mingling with each other. And then also, if you want to have a block party, it's the time for you to register for that event. You can do it there because some neighborhoods like to have block parties and have us come out and visit the fire department, the police department. And we need to know where you're at so we can come visit you.
So that you can eat.
That's
right. Which is the next best thing to a day off.
And we get really fat on that day, on the actual October 2nd, the actual National Night Out. And we do eat, too, on September 15th. But focus on September 15th, that Saturday, to bring your family out from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Target location in Bryan. It's going to be a lot of fun, bouncy house stuff for the kids. Fire department has a big surprise plan. I'm not going to ruin it right now, but there's going to be a big demonstration out there. It's going to be really cool. The kids are going to love it. Real exciting stuff. We went very well here, Bill, in the past. Let me tell you, National Night Out kickoff event at Target, big supporter of the event, and we're trying to make a name for ourselves here in the city of Bryan and College Station in Brazos County for National Night Out.
Okay, about another minute to go. What else is going on?
Well, I'll tell you what, ladies, are you walking from your car to the grocery store at night and you're feeling unsafe? Do you don't feel like you're prepared for a stranger walking up to you? How to handle yourself, what to say, what to do? I get these phone calls from time to time, Bill, and these women, and I say women only, are looking for some type of specialized training. What can your local law enforcement provide to you? Well, I've been speaking with Deputy Ed Frank at the Sheriff's Department, and he teaches what's called a SHARP class. It's an acronym, of course, which stands for Sexual Harassment and Rape Prevention, SHARP. And the Brazos County Sheriff's Department puts it on from time to time. They just had one here last August. And it is designed for women over the age of 18 years of age. And the class will teach you about attitude, posture, awareness around you, self-defense. It's a free course. It doesn't cost anything. It's for women only. And it's usually held in the evenings. It's a two-day class, I believe, from about 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So I want to give you Deputy Ed Frank's phone number so you can find out when those next classes are. Or if you have some ladies in your ladies group and you would like to, Deputy Frank to come by and teach you that, he asked me to help advertise that class for him as well. It's going to be area code 979-361-4906, or you can always just go to the Brazos County Sheriff's Department website and look for Deputy Ed Frank that way as well. So I just want to get that class out there. People ask about it. He's one of the few people who teach that class, and it's a good class from what I understand.